Nath, get the round of applause ready for a former Australian of the Year who promised to make some noise and she hasn't disappointed. She was the only girl in a primary school soccer team from grade 3 to 6. She's a shithouse ballroom dancer. That's her words, not mine. I haven't seen her do any ballroom dancing.
What a way to finish. She was disappointed dancing.
She's an artist, a yoga teacher, a long-distance runner, and an activist and advocate for survivors of sexual assault. She's the queen of the side eye. She's recently engaged. We haven't spoken to her since her and Max. Yeah. And an undefeated crocodile wrestler. Please welcome to the show, Grace Tame.
Grace Tame. Grace, first of all, I want to sincerely apologise to you because you are also not well at the moment either.
No, I'm fine.
Tough cookie. Poor bugger.
We really want to say thank you for giving us the time. There's no one that's busier than you. I mean, we've spoken about it many times, even with Maxie. You're busy and you not just us, you give so many people so much of your time. So thank you for that.
No, thank you guys for allowing me to come on the show and, you know, give us a platform to talk about our foundation and our cause. You know, it's a gift to have a voice and to be heard. A lot of survivors don't get a voice, and that's part of why we do this, you know, because the trajectory of mine is very rare. There are, you know, First Nations survivors, people of colour, people with visible disability, you know, migrants, refugees, the LGBTQIA plus community, you know, and other marginalised groups, other survivors. You know, it's an intersectional, diverse community whose paths to justice are even harder, if not impossible. And that's why we have to keep working through these struggles to break down these systemic barriers and keep sharing the platform. You know, there's still a long way to go. You know, we've just started the first of our many law reform campaigns to remove the word relationship from the crime of persistent child sexual abuse. And we had a big win in the ACT. The ACT Attorney General Shane Rattenbury has already committed, you know, in a really short space of time, when you think about legislation and how long it can take to change laws or even to get commitments from governments, we had the ACT Attorney General already agree to remove the word relationship from the crime of persistent child sexual abuse, because in three jurisdictions, or at least, you know, it's still described, that crime of persistent child sexual abuse is still described as maintaining a relationship, you know, and so we see that this victim-blaming culture is not just a culture, it's actually ingrained in our structures in society. And I think that perhaps I've not been direct enough in the past. I know this is a really heavy thing to talk about early in the morning. It's not even 8 o'clock in the morning. There's probably people driving in their cars, and, you know, I've come up against it so many times this year. I've heard all kinds of victim blaming responses, you know, everything under the sun, you know, be quiet, Grace, I don't want to hear about it. This is too uncomfortable, this is too confronting. Well, we're talking about children's lives. We're talking about people who go to their graves sometimes with this mechanism of shame that silences people, you know, that ruins lives, that tears families apart. This idea that it is a relationship between an adult and a child is so wrong. It is so destructive, and pedophiles, abusers weaponize it. They are shielded by it. This is a myth. You know, it is something that has been written into, you know, pop culture, and it just boggles my mind that we're still having this conversation. I don't know what you guys think about it.
I struggle to, you know, I follow you on Twitter, and I just see people comment and tell you to be quiet, and or they don't want to hear about it, and it just boggles my mind that.
But let me explain it like this. So, you know, when you think about your childhood, you think about it like it's a dream.
Yeah.
In a way, it is, because the human brain doesn't actually finish developing until you're 24. Okay, so you're an adult on paper when you're 18. But, you know, a lot of people, you know, think back to their experiences of being a child, and, like, you know, you're not really in control. That's because biologically you're not. Mm. And there's so many survivors share this same experience where they look back to their experiences of abuse, and they're so confused as to why their bodies and their minds and often their words betrayed them in that moment. It's not just because of the grooming and how successful these sophisticated, you know, often recidivist pedophiles who know exactly what they're doing. You know, they're adults. They're often, you know, they've often got decades on their victims, you know, and they've often got many, many victims before their targets themselves. You know, it's because of biology. We have sex hormones that just are responding to nature, you know, and boy victims, girl victims talk about, you know, like in the case of, again, boys, like they'll often talk about having erections in response to being abused. But that's not because they necessarily, again, ever actually feel genuine love. That's just nature. And that mechanism of shame, like pedophiles know that that's what's going on. It's just nature.
Yeah.
And the fact that they know that and weaponize that is so cruel. It is so cruel. That is not genuine love. That is grooming, and it is awful. And the fact that we are still talking about relationships as if that is a real thing and a real possibility, that is a mythology, it blows my mind. It is awful.
Is it, you know, and all these laws should be changing. You talk about the different states and their different laws. Is it people being lazy? Is it they're just too old? They don't want to do it? Because, again, there are a lot of people as well. You know, I mentioned some, you know, dickheads on Twitter that say the wrong thing, but there are a lot of people out there who we all agree with what you're saying. I mean, Nathan, I want to use our platform to, you know, to highlight this stuff. You're right that, you know, maybe it's too heavy if someone says that before 8 o'clock in the morning, but the reality is that we need to be having these conversations because these laws aren't changing.
At every time of the day, yeah.
Yeah, well, one of the arguments, oddly, is that pedophiles don't like being called abusers.
Sorry, said guys. By pedophiles?
Sorry,
yes.
Guys.
And it's sort of like the counter argument to that is that we should and that you know changing the name of the offence to persistent child sexual abuse will result in fewer guilty, fewer pedophiles actually pleading guilty, and it will result in fewer convictions. And so, you know, to say that would be like, well, we should change the charge of murder to life completion because then we might get, you know, more people actually pleading guilty. It's sort of bizarre.
Yeah.
Because, you know, for example, the man who abused me has actually got two convictions against me. One was the initial offence where, you know, he admitted to up to 30 counts of sexual intercourse or technically statutory rape against me when he was 58 and I was 15. You know, and he was found with also 28 files of child abuse material, which included 9 files of adults video, you know, adults, like videos of adults raping children, yeah, and also, you know, an entire file, a trophy file of girls, some of whom were topless, you know, other students, you know, and he only got a sentence of 2 years and 10 months. He served 1 year and 9 months. So essentially he got away scot-free for that. And then he, you know, when he was at UTAS studying his PhD, he went online and someone called him a pedophile, and he was actually able to use the charge itself to say, no, I'm not a pedophile. I was accused of maintaining a relationship. And then he went on to describe in lurid detail what he thought of me. You know, he said, oh, based on all the emails and tweets I've received, I'm one of the most envied men in Australia for getting to do what I got to do, essentially. And he boasted. And then he was convicted. This was on Facebook on a public domain. And he was then convicted again. And you know, it's really just quite, bizarre, isn't it?
It doesn't feel real. Explain it and we, yeah, it just seems, the answer's quite obvious to change the, yeah, it.
It doesn't, it honestly, it's boggling to the mind to hear it.
That this, you know, and has happened to so many people, like so many people. And, you know, again, like you see the amount of people that come forward with their own stories, and this has happened for such a long time.
Yeah. And so that they're actually able to use, how bizarre is it that they're actually able to hide behind.
His defence was what he was charged with.
Defence was what he was charged with.
Yeah.
And that's what they do, you know, is anywhere they can. It's called systems abuse. And if you look through, you know, my family had the pleasure of reading the principal's statement right after the initial investigation, and it was 16 pages long, and it was full of examples of his behaviour that was entirely separate to any of the sexual offences. It involved times where you know, staff members had raised issues with his racism, and there was a time where a student in year 11 had left the school, and he'd said that she was as easy as a McDonald's drive-through. And people had complained, and his response was to, you know, be threatening with, you know, he threatened a grievance. So it's this a very pathological a behavior pattern that's so pathological. In fact, there's an acronym for it, and it's called DAVOS. It stands for deny, it's attack, and then reverse the roles of victim and offender. So DARVO. Yeah, it's you know, it's studied, and it's to you know, sort of muddy the waters and then put the blame on the person who's actually accused you, and to play the victim. And abusers often do it, and we see it a lot. And I'm not going to name any politicians.
Yeah, you can if you want.
Do what you want, mate. It's election 3 days. Name away.
But I think it goes without saying that, you know, we see it. We see it a lot in society, and you see it a lot in domestic violence, you know. And often people, what will happen is, you know, a person will be victimized so much that they will then end up responding and lashing out, and then the abuser will get to turn around and say, see, look what you've done. And it's so infuriating, you know. It's a very gaslit tactic, and it's awful. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, it's why the work that you do, Grace, is so incredibly important, and we love having you on this show each and every time, and we wanted to give you the opportunity to do so in our last week. We cannot thank you enough for everything you've done for this show and for the country.
Yeah, without, you know, going into it, this week is the election, and, you know, we do have the power to get rid of these people that do the things that Grace just spoke about, that, you know, gaslight people within our own community. Our leaders, people who should be leading this country, are doing that. And if you, you know, just please, you know, do some research and vote this weekend, because it can make change. Don't be one of those people that go, I'm not really into politics. I don't really.
Yeah. And I hope people can, like, I've been a swing voter all my life. I hope that people can see that it's not about party politics. It's about principles. It's about values. It's about, you know, seriously taking a step back, interrogating, you know, your conditioning, and realizing, like, what values do you want, you know, at the helm of your nation? The fact that, you know, minorities are being persecuted for the sake of politics, like, is that what you really stand for? Like, I personally, like, one of my favorite Australian, or what I associate with, you know, Australian values, is, you know, that we support the underdog, you know, and seeing, you know, our trans friends being thrown under the bus makes me incredibly sad, to say the least, you know, as well as all the other minorities. If you go back through the tenure of this government and you think about, you know, it all adds up. You got, like, Chinese Australians, Lebanese Australians, you know, you got healthcare workers, you got First Nations people, you got survivors, you got women. That's a wow. That just that goes off in sexual. You got refugees.
Why is anyone voting for this man?
I'm like, I'm just adding them up there. I'm like, hang on, this is a big, this is a whole big chunk there.
This is all of Australia.
Like, just leaves a, at least sort of like the government.
Yeah. Looking after themselves. Grace Tame, a massive round of applause. We absolutely adore you. We adore you coming on this show.
Thank you guys. You guys are legends.
And everything that you do. A massive congratulations on the engagement as well. We haven't seen you on the show since that moment, so congratulations on that as well.
Thank you very much. I'm a very lucky human being.
But look, Grace, honestly, you know, we're very lucky that, you know, privileged to have this position, and we get to chat to so many amazing people. But I want you to know that you've probably had the biggest, you know, effect on this show. Yeah. You know, the way you've used your platform. We've had conversations here as a team with myself, Nathan, Grace, where we've gone, we need to do better and we need to be better. So I just wanted to say, you know, thank you for what you've done.
Oh, well, that's very lovely, guys. You know, we all of us human beings can all do better, and you know, we all reflect, and I can certainly do better at a lot of things. You know, ballroom dancing for one.
But she's a very good crocodile wrestler.
Undefeated.
And guys, if this has raised any issues for you, or if you need any urgent support, of course, you can reach Lifeline 24/7, 13, 11, 14, or call 1-800-RESPECT for sexual assault, domestic and family violence counselling. Grace Tame, another round of applause. We love you to bits. Thank you so much.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.